Now on call with Dr. Sydney Miller on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Dr. Sydney Miller, and I have a very special guest in studio with me tonight. I'm going to introduce you to him in just a moment, but I want to give you the numbers early tonight. We've had lots of callers in the past. I want to have lots of callers tonight, and we are going to be talking about all things having to do with work, workplace stress, workplace performance, workplace enhancement. The guest I have in studio tonight is going to help us with all of that. His name is Dr. Ian Bradley, and I'm going to give you the numbers right now where you can call him at, and I'll tell you why you're going to want to speak to this guy in just a moment, but let me give you those numbers first. 514-790-0991, 514-790-0991, Star Talk, that's star 8255 on your cell, and that's a free call on Bell Mobility, Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJ. If you want to give us a call from out of town, and you can also text me for a quarter at 514-800. Lots of ways to get in touch. I see the phone is already ringing, so call early and we make sure we'll get you on the air. Why am I so excited? Why do I want to make sure that you get a chance to call? Because Dr. Bradley here is a man with so much experience. I don't even know where to begin. But first of all, I want to begin by welcoming into the studio. Ian, welcome.
Hey, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. Dr. Bradley, Ian, was the chief psychologist, actually, at the Royal Victoria Hospital for 25 years, also a professor of McGill for 25 years, and I think still teaching there as well. He's also the expert, or I would say the expert in the city, frankly, when it has to do with issues having to do with the workplace. We're talking about, well, I'll let him share with you all the different things he does, but it runs the range from executive coaching to working with people who are having trouble getting back to work, to burnout, to insurance problems, to all kinds of different things. He's also, by the way, we had a big Owls game today, he's also an expert when it comes to the performance in sports and has a long history of working with our sports teams in Montreal, even the Expos, may they rest in peace, and the Alouettes and the Canadiens and the National Hockey League Players Association. So when it comes to matters of work and performance, you're not going to find a bigger expert than Ian. Ian, did I miss anything?
My God, I want you to be my manager. That's terrific. And it's interesting, too, that we're here on a Sunday night, because as we were saying, Sunday is the prelude to Monday, and probably Sunday night is the toughest night of the week as one anticipates the work. There are not many people that wake up and say, thank God it's Monday.
Right, they absolutely do not. And we're going to be talking about the issues that make a difference in a person's workplace life, right? From, as you call them, the wounded workers to those who are actually pretty darn good performers.
Exactly. I mean, in my practice, I see generally two types of people. Those I see for executive coaching who want to be better. Presidents and C-level executives, managers, professionals, and they want to do a better job. And I think one of the difficulties that we've had in psychology before is that they've gone to psychologists, but those psychologists probably didn't know that much about the world of work. So I think that it requires a blend of psychotherapy skills. You have to be good at the touchy-feely things, but you also have to know about the world of work, because that's a very different world than the world that we live in the hospital or the university. So I deal with executive coaching with people that want to be better, and then, as we were saying before, I deal with those people that are the wounded, people on workplace disability for psychological reasons. And workplace disability is a huge problem in North American industry. The number of people that are off for psychological reasons, be it burnout or depression, their stress is growing incrementally. And quite honestly, insurance companies don't know what to do. It's a huge cost drain for insurance companies.
And right, you were even mentioning to me before the show that this is actually leading some insurance companies to the brink of bankruptcy.
Well, yes, some of them, and it's certainly a growing expense. It's a huge cost. It's a cost for the insurance company, because they obviously pay the replacement salary for people. And the difficulty is if somebody doesn't go back to work in a relatively brief period of time, and that's, well, say 12 months, probably 98% of those people are not going to go back.
At all.
At all,
right.
Ever. Yeah, so there's a huge urgency, I think, to get people to get early interventions. Once people are diagnosed with a burnout or a depression or a stress-related disability, to make sure that after the rest period that they have some psychological counseling that's geared to getting them back to the workplace.
And we'll be covering that as well. 514-790-0991, Star Talk, that's star 8255 on your cell. That's a free call on Bell Mobility. Another thing we think we're going to talk a little bit about is workplace changes or changes in career throughout the lifespan. It's not our parents' generation where people started off in the same company and got the gold watch at the end 50 years later, and that's where people change careers a lot. You yourself started, I mean, you've become an expert in the area of workplace stress and sports team performance and such, but you started off in a very different area.
Oh, that's so true. I started off in the field of dealing with kids, in particular autistic children. I did my internship at the Kennedy Child Study Center in Los Angeles, and I was resolved, actually, to work with learning disabled kids and emotionally disturbed kids. I ran a treatment center for a year in Vancouver for autistic kids, and then after that, 30 years ago, I never saw another child except my own.
What happened? Yeah. I'm curious. I'm sure you'd honestly be curious as well. How did you move from there to there?
I think that's the message that I give everybody, especially young people that come to see me, and they're looking for exactly the career that's going to make them happy. And I tell them, don't bother. Get out there, because you never know about the possibilities and the doors that will open. And it just so happens that when I was in Vancouver and the job ended with autistic kids, there was an announcement for a position at McGill in the Douglas Hospital. It didn't involve kids, but I had a chance to work with a great psychologist, and I decided to come. And then I saw possibilities that I would never have envisioned. And you're absolutely right about the world of work. The contract between the employee and the employer has changed. 30 years ago, there was a security. There was an exchange. A worker gave their effort, they gave their labor, their time, and in exchange they got a salary, plus they got security. But I think that's gone by the wayside right now. We've gone through 20 years of mergers, downsizing, and right now, of course, with the recession and the unemployment rate, that people can't be guaranteed about their own job security. And I think that requires a change in attitude, that people have to view themselves as their own president, their own company, even though they're working for another company, but they have to be always worried about their own career direction and managing their own career.
I think that's a very, very good point. And sometimes people ask me, how am I supposed to, for example, sign up for a mortgage when I don't know if my job's going to be there tomorrow? And nobody knows. And don't tell me it is, because I know fully well that this buddy got laid off last year and his performance was fine. And this buddy's company merged with another company and they laid off all the executives.
Yeah.
And
yes.
How do I feel secure about doing anything when my job is not secure?
Well, let me say two things, and I hope they're not paradoxical. But one is that constantly prepare, constantly work on your knowledge, your abilities, your competencies. You always learn, so that I think that's key. Ask yourself, if you were your boss, would you hire you today? And if you don't get a positive answer, then go out and get some training or get some development or make it so that that's the case. And the second thing is that there's no way to give a satisfactory answer to that question of, will I get fired? Will my job be secure? As soon as you go down that route and ask that what if question, I think you're damned.
Right.
I think you have to stop it yourself and just say, whatever happens, happens, and I'll control what I can control, which is my own knowledge and abilities and competencies.
I think that's a very good point, because once you get into the what-ifs, you get into the anxiety, and that's a slippery slope down to burnout.
Exactly.
Okay, folks, 514-790-0991 is the number to call. You can also text us at 514-800 for a quarter. You can also call us at Star Talk. That's star 8255 on your cell, and that's a free call on Bell Mobility. In studio with me tonight, Dr. Ian Bradley, former chief psychologist of the Royal Victoria Hospital, workplace workplace psychologist extraordinaire. Give us a call if you have any types of workplace questions, be it a question of burnout, be it a question of enhancing performance, be it an issue of I'm looking for a job, I've gotten laid off, how do I make myself look good to a potential employer? How do I decide if the job being offered to me is the one for me? What are the if I'm having problems in my organization, I'm not burning out, but I don't know how to navigate all the problems that I see. We are going to deal with all of this tonight, so give us a call, 514-790-0991. You're listening to On Call with Dr. Sidney Miller.